I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has an amazing selection for just about any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. They have all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Today's episode, buying low and selling high is always a good idea. We'll do that. Dig deep on the waiver wire, injury updates, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Thursday. But first, look at Wednesday's games. We'll start with Philadelphia Flyers lose at Buffalo. Buffalo Sabres snapped their 18-game winless streak. 6-1 for the Sabres. Brandon Montour scored a pair of goals for Buffalo. He has 7 points in his past 8 games as he gets ready to be traded, perhaps. Buffalo left winger Stephen Fogarty had a goal and assist. He has 3 points in 4 games this season. Usually spends most of his time in the American Hockey League. Buffalo defenseman Jacob Bryson contributed a couple of assists. Buffalo right winger Kyle Pozo had 2 assists. He's got 6 points during a 5-game point streak. Buffalo defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen added a couple of assists. And Sabres goaltender Linus Ullmark stopped 31 of 32 shots. He has a .920 save percentage in 15 games. Sort of gone under the radar here that as the Sabres season has gone way down, a lot of it had to do with they didn't have Ullmark available to at least steal a game or two for them along the way. Buffalo defenseman Jacob Bryson and Rasmus Ristolainen both on the ice for 4 goals for and none against, while left winger Victor Olofsson was on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. For Philadelphia, defenseman Justin Braun on the ice for 3 goals against and none for during 5-on-5 play. Toronto went into Winnipeg and won 3-1. Austin Matthews with a goal and assist. He has 6 points during a 4-game point streak. Zach Hyman with a goal and assist. Hyman has 21 points and 72 shots on goal in his past 25 games. He's producing at a really high level. And Mitch Marner added a couple of assists. He has 6 points during a 4-game point streak as well. In net, Jack Campbell stopped 26 of 27 shots for the Maple Leafs. He has a .948 save percentage in 7 games. Arizona went into Colorado and got destroyed 9-3 by the Avalanche. Jonas Donskoy led the way for Colorado. He had 3 goals and an assist. He has 15 points in his past 10 games. Left winger Gabriel Landeskog had 2 goals and an assist. He's got 25 points in the past 18 games. Mikko Rantanen, a goal and 2 assists. He has 33 points in the past 23 games. The Avalanche are a juggernaut. Andre Burakovsky scored a couple of goals for Colorado. Pierre-Edward Belmar had a goal and assist. Nathan MacKinnon had a couple of assists. He has 18 points in the past 11 games. Defenseman Samuel Girard had 2 assists. He has 17 points in the past 18 games. For Arizona, they got 2 points out of Michael Bunting. Winger got called up, played his first game in the NHL since the 2018-2019 season, and added a couple of points. For Colorado, Devon Taves and Jonas Donskoy, both on the ice for 3 goals for and none against at 5-on-5. For Arizona, Johan Larson, their checking center, was on the ice for 4 goals against. Left winger Clayton Keller and winger Dryden Hunt, both on the ice for 3 goals against. Los Angeles went into Vegas and upset the Golden Knights with a 4-2 win. Vegas defenseman Shea Theodore did have a goal and assist. He has 14 points in the past 12 games. Leading the way for Los Angeles, Andreas Athanasiou had a goal and assist. But the real story for the Kings was goaltender Cal Peterson. Stopped 40 of 42 shots, and Peterson has a .925 save percentage in 19 games this season. For the Kings, defenseman Austin Strand, who I assure you is a real person, was on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. Then the last game of the night, we have Minnesota losing 4-2 at San Jose. San Jose gets a couple of assists from Brent Burns, gets a couple of assists from Tomas Hertl. Hertl has 11 points in the past 12 games. Now, every episode, I recommend one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player you need to put on your radar for the future, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire, but they will likely be available. Today, we're going to go with Arizona left winger Lawson Crouse. There's no need to rush to the waiver wire to get him, but he does have 4 points in the past 4 games. The real lure for Crouse in fantasy, it's not his 7 points in 33 games, believe it or not, is that he has 94 hits. So if he gets to the point where there's a little bit of offensive production to go with the hits, then he becomes a little bit interesting. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over, college basketball is winding up, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball has started. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. Built Bar is an incredible low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. In today's matchup for the championship, it is Cookie Dough Chunk against Coconut Brownie Chunk. Now, as I've made clear, as we worked our way through the bracket, coconut is not really my thing. I know there are people who swear by it and say they are the very best of the Built Bars, but I'm going to ride with Cookie Dough Chunk and hope that they take home the title at the Built Bar Championship. So go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back, see who won today's matchup, who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. All right, so some buy low and sell high options right now for fantasy hockey. And we'll start with a buy low as a player who I've been mentioning for weeks, it feels like, is Jason Robertson, the rookie winger for the Dallas Stars. And I guess I understand why people are sometimes hesitant to jump on a rookie right away, but we are looking at Robertson now. In the past 16 games, he has 16 points. He also has 47 shots on goal, so there is some reason to believe that this point production could be sustainable. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean he's for sure a point-per-game player, but it likely means that Robertson's point production isn't just going to dry up, because if he continues to create shots like this, you know, the points will come. And so anyway, he's still widely available, and at this point, it makes no sense that he is still out there. Then there's Jared McCann, who you may be able to still get on waivers. He's really had to step into the second-line center role for the Penguins with Evgeny Malkin out. And in the past 10 games, he's got 5 goals, 5 assists, 27 shots on goal. And the thing about McCann is he's, from the time that he started his career in Vancouver, they've always sort of been trying to find the right role for him. And it sort of seems that he has worked his way into a decent third-line role with Pittsburgh for the most part. But if you go back to his days in Vancouver, as a young kid, you could hear the Canucks goaltenders talk about what an incredible shot McCann had. And so that seems like something that, you know, maybe has kind of laid dormant for much of his career, that he doesn't really get put into offensive roles all that often. But I don't imagine that a kid who could really shoot the puck at 19 or 20 has somehow forgot how to do it by his mid-20s. So given the opportunity here, McCann is really running with it. And, you know, his production over the past month is up at elite levels at 5-on-5. Clayton Keller for Arizona. And this is another one who's been producing for a long time. He didn't get off to a great start this year as other Coyotes kind of jumped out of the gate a little bit faster. Connor Garland for one, but there were stretches where Nick Schmaltz was doing more, and even Phil Kessel at times. But I think Keller, if you go over the past 26 games, he has 24 points, 56 shots on goal. You wouldn't mind seeing a few more shots, but Keller, you know, gets ample opportunity in Arizona, and 24 points in the past 26 games is not bad to scoop that off the waiver wire at the very least. And then there's Valeri Nichushkin, the Avalanche checking winger, who continues to put up points. And basically, I'll recommend all the support characters in Colorado these days, because it can't just be the top line that scores for the Avs, because they're dominating play from pillar to post basically throughout. And so Nichushkin has 13 points and 42 shots on goal in the past 15 games. That'd be pretty nice to add that off the waiver wire. And then if we're talking on buying low, how about Jack Campbell for Toronto? Still available in quite a few spots. And understandably so. Campbell has been able to stay healthy for more than two games at a time. But in seven games, he has a .948 save percentage, and the opportunity is there for Campbell to play well and kind of take the number one job in Toronto. Because Frederik Andersen, even before he got hurt, was struggling. And so the door is basically wide open if Campbell performs and continues to play well and, you know, fingers crossed, stays healthy. Then he could really be the guy for the Maple Leafs down the stretch. Now, on the other hand, some guys you might want to sell high on. And high is in terms of, well, they're rostered in a bunch of spots. I'm not sure that I want to sell high on somebody who's actually producing. But we'll start with Jamie Benn for Dallas. Now, Benn has one assist in the past eight games. He has 24 shots on goal, so I might suspect that he's going to be able to break out of it. But then in this case, maybe you consider trading Jamie Benn because there's still fantasy appeal to Benn because he'll, for whatever point production you get, he also adds a physical element to the game. You know, he's not the standout that he was at his best, but there's still some appeal there. James Van Riemsdyk for Philadelphia, and we talked about this going back probably a month, is that some of the guys on Philadelphia were riding super high percentages early in the season. And, you know, you don't want to say that those points are not deserved. You know, once you put those points in the bank, there they are. But you can also look at the likelihood of regression coming and suddenly the points get harder to achieve. And so in the case of Van Riemsdyk, past nine games, he only has two assists, no goals, and 24 shots on goal. And some of this is just natural regression from an insanely hot start. Van Riemsdyk was scoring at a rate that would be easily the best of his career. And so he's coming back to earth a little bit. By the same token, so is line mate Joel Farabee. Farabee, now in his past 12 games, Farabee has three goals and two assists. The greater concern, I would say, is that he has 17 shots on goal. And 17 shots on goal in 12 games, is that's a recipe for point production to fall. A couple more on their way down, I would say, is Jordan Kyrou for St. Louis. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen once the Blues got healthy, when Tarasenko returned, when Jaden Schwartz returned. And, you know, there was a path, at least, and there have been a few games where Kyrou has been given a spot in the top six and he's been productive, but they seem to be fewer and further between. And so he has 4 points in the past 12 games. The opportunities are just not as plentiful as they were earlier in the season for Kyrou. And then Duck center, Adam Henrique, who only has one goal and no assists in his past five games. And now that follows up a stretch where he had 10 points in nine games. But then part of the concern with Henrique is he doesn't generate a ton of shots. He has eight shots in the past five games. And that makes his point production a little dicey at the best of times. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any kind of vehicle. And rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com, shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly, see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, Dynasty, and DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Now, before we get into the Thursday schedule on BetOnline.ag, a few injury updates from around the National Hockey League. And we'll start with Winnipeg captain Blake Wheeler, who suffered an apparent lower body injury against Toronto on Wednesday. And if Wheeler's going to miss some time, you know, is that Andrew Copp's music? Move him back up the depth chart? Maybe. But keep an eye on what happens there with the Jets, because Wheeler, for as much as his overall game has not been great this year, he has been in position to put up points. For Florida, right winger Anthony Duclair, day-to-day with an upper body injury. Not ideal times for the Panthers. They're dealing with quite a few injuries up front right now. Los Angeles defenseman Tobias Bjornfo, out with an upper body injury. Took an elbow to the head from Vegas center Chandler Stephenson. Now, Chandler Stephenson may be dealing with the threat of suspension after that hit. In Buffalo, center Curtis Lazar is week-to-week with lower body injury. Now, that shouldn't be a huge deal, but, you know, given how poorly the Sabres have gone, Lazar has actually, you know, been a small shining light in that otherwise dark losing streak. San Jose center Dylan Gambrell is day-to-day with lower body injury, as is Tampa Bay defenseman Jan Ruda. A few more depth forwards. Logan O'Connor for the Avalanche, day-to-day with lower body injury. Detroit's Sam Gagne out with an undisclosed injury. Vancouver's Jake Virtanen, day-to-day with an illness. And Canucks center Adam Gaudette is on the COVID-19 list. He tested positive. And so the Flames and Canucks had their game postponed on Wednesday. And obviously that you kind of keep your fingers crossed and hope things don't start to spread. But we've seen how that has happened at various times during this NHL season. It doesn't take much. So let's now take a look at the schedule for betonline.ag for Thursday night's NHL games. And we start with Florida, heavily favored. -231 against Detroit. I'm not sure that I want Florida at that price, given all the injuries they have. They don't have Alexander Barkov, Anthony Duclair day-to-day. Patrick Hornqvist is on IR. And so suddenly things get a little dicey there for Florida. And obviously Aaron Ekblad out for the season. And so you start taking those pieces away. And yes, maybe they should be favored and favored by a decent amount, but -231 is much too high for my taste. Washington, +103 at the Islanders. You know, they're an underdog, and I have Washington as a slight favorite. Not enough to wage a strong argument for them, but I've been, quietly impressed with Washington this year. They aren't necessarily the flashiest. They're just sort of go about doing their business and yes, that makes for a good matchup with the Islanders, who are very much the same way. The Rangers are, again, massively favored, -268 at Buffalo. The disrespect for the Buffalo Sabres coming off a win. But also the Sabres are running Dustin Tokarski in net. And the Rangers should be heavily favored. It's just by more than I would like to pay. Tampa Bay is -270 against Columbus. And Tampa Bay's going with Curtis McElhinney in net tonight. I don't like them by that price either, especially not with their backup goaltender. Boston, -117 at home against Pittsburgh. That's sort of in line with where I have it. I have Boston -119. It's two good teams. Boston, they've had some offensive struggles, and that's part of the reason that, the price is not too steep, is that Pittsburgh is going to have a fighting chance here, even with Casey DeSmith in goal. Boston is a small favorite, and probably that's about the right price for them. Montreal, -180 at Ottawa. That's a pretty heavy price to pay, given that Ottawa, and not that Ottawa is particularly great, but they have been enough of a spoiler that on home ice, I'd probably avoid that for Montreal. Carolina is -156 at Chicago. I do like Carolina. I'm not sure whether I want to take that premium price. Dallas, -113 at Nashville. Now, Dallas favored by a little bit more than that, even though Nashville has been streaking and sort of charging themselves back into a playoff position. But if Dallas, who has to make up some games, if Dallas is going to get themselves into the playoff race, winning a head-to-head against Nashville would be a real good step in the right direction. Then Vegas, -136 at home against Minnesota. I have Vegas -138. So we're kind of in the same ballpark there. I think Vegas, even if Chandler Stephenson does end up getting a suspension, that they should be able to work their way around it. Thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's roll over and look at some DFS lineup recommendations for Thursday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Pittsburgh center Jared McCann, who's $4,200 at Boston. As I said, he's got 10 points in his past 10 games, and his 5-on-5 production over the past month is elite. I want to say his primary points over the past month are ranks maybe like fifth among NHL forwards on a rate basis. So, Jared McCann at that price is pretty good deal. Nashville winger Eli Tolvanen is $4,200 against Dallas, and Tolvanen is on a 6-game point streak. He has 9 points, he's just kind of taking advantage of the opportunity that the Predators are giving him, and the fact that it's all happening as Nashville continues to win is all the better. Florida right winger Owen Tippett for just $3,100 against Detroit, and this is trying to take advantage of the injuries in Florida. If Duclair is out, if Hornquist is out, maybe there's the opportunity for Owen Tippett to move up the depth chart a little bit, get a few more minutes of ice time, because he's starting to produce in his limited role for the Panthers, but maybe, you know, if he plays 15, 16 minutes, you might see a little bit more. Columbus defenseman Zach Werenski is $4,400 at Tampa Bay, and Werenski got off to a slow start this year, but he's been starting to come on over the past month or so, and so at that price is not bad going against Tampa Bay and their backup goaltender. And Buffalo defenseman Brandon Montour is $3,600 against the Rangers. As I said, Montour's got 7 points in the past eight games. You know, not a home run hitter by any stretch on defense, but at that price, it allows you to spend a little more elsewhere. And Pittsburgh goaltender Casey DeSmith. I don't love the underdog goaltenders for the most part on Thursday night, but DeSmith is $7,600 at Boston. And the Penguins have been playing well enough, and the Bruins have been inconsistent enough offensively that DeSmith could give you a decent value there. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and my latest at McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. The season's here. And I've been, I did all kinds of previews, injury updates, and so on, but we've got real games to talk about now. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.